Good afternoon and welcome to a live Mid-South Viewpoint from the historic town square in Collierville. I'm Byron Tyler, where we're here with Away in 100 Mangers, nativities from around the world. The executive director of the Museum of the Bible on the Square is Craig Giergo. And Craig, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Byron. Hey, it's so good to be here today.
We're doing this Facebook live feed, but we're also live on AM 640 and FM 100.7. You and I have been friends for a while now. You've been on Mid-South Viewpoint in the past.
I have.
But now you've got this new exciting position as the executive director of this wonderful museum. Can we open up by dedicating the show today to Don Batson?
I would love to do
because
that. That's a great idea.
A dear friend, he brought me out here many years ago for the first time, fell in love with this place. It's really one of the best kept secrets in the Shelby County, really in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. And I love that idea. Byron, Don is a remarkable man, as you said, and his wife Nancy as well. And so I think it's a great idea to dedicate and honor Don with this show.
Yeah, well, we're here today. But there's something happening real special right now, as I mentioned, Away in 100 Main. Nativity sets from around the world, and these have been hand-chosen from a private collection. Somebody who is a dear friend, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And has a wonderful collection, a whole lot more than 100.
That's right.
But I guess it was hard to pick them, wasn't it?
It was. So Dr. Doug Campbell, he's a pediatrician in the area, a wonderful man. And I found out that Dr. Doug has this incredible collection of nativity. So I called him, and I said, Doug, I said, you know, I have this vision to have this exhibition at the museum. Would you be interested in allowing us to feature your nativities as a part of that? And I'll never forget his response. He kind of laughed at me because I said, I'd like to have everything you got. And he kind of laughed at me and said, Craig, he said, you couldn't hold everything I've got. I've got at least 1,000 nativities from around the world. So we have here about 10% of what Doug owns, and it's a wonderful collection. Some of these belong to Sharon Goldsworthy as well. She's the former mayor of Germantown.
And it's just fabulous collection here, what we see.
Yeah.
And one of the things that stands out to me, Craig, is the using the indigenous materials from these different countries. I had the privilege last summer to go to Nicaragua, and I went to this volcano, and just out from the volcano was this area where they were selling crafts and things.
Yeah.
And I saw nativity sets. Hmm. I bought one, and I have a home. I really, you know, love it because it's so unique, you
That's
know.
Right.
It was handmade by the people there in Nicaragua. So one of the things that stands out to me when you look at all of these nativity sets from all over the world, I mean, every country you can think of, is the fact that people are looking at Christ, you know, Christ's birth, and you know, him coming to earth. I mean, it's such a wonderful thing.
So as we started to learn about this collection, we had them all spread out back in our back room when we were preparing for this. And the overwhelming sense I got, and you'll appreciate this, is I was reminded of that verse that says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And you tend to think of that, at least I tend to think of that, as something that's going to happen in the future. But when you come here and you experience this collection of nativities from around the world, it's just as you just said, it actually shows you that's actually happening right now in the world.
Yeah.
That people from countries that you may not even ever heard of have learned about Christ and have been impacted by his life, death, and resurrection, and they celebrate and took time to create something with their hands from materials that were native to their country.
Exactly.
That celebrates the advent of the Messiah.
You know, everybody, Craig, can get teary-eyed and emotional about a little infant baby, you know, thinking, because we think about the birth of Christ, you know, coming as a baby. And yet there's something that we don't want to miss here is really it's God in flesh. I mean, you know, God is with us. We see in the scriptures. And so we're seeing deity.
That's right.
This baby is not just a baby. I mean, this is God in flesh.
That's right. And what you see, again, is the impact that has had on people from world over. It's really an incredible thing. I'm excited for the community to have the opportunity to come and see this. And I think it's a unique Christmas celebration. There are a lot of great holiday traditions in the Memphis area. I mean, you can go from Graceland to the Peabody to Starry Nights to Zoo Lights, and we can name a whole bunch of them. I think this is a unique new tradition to the Memphis area in that it is Christ-centered.
Yeah.
And we truly hope it's going to grow to be just that, a tradition for the Mid-South, and that people from all around the area will come and see this incredible collection.
Well, let's back up for just a second and let people know how you got to be the executive director here. I mean, you were on staff at High Point Church.
Yes.
And doing a great job in connect groups and discipleship, but God kind of changed your direction.
It's an incredible opportunity, and I can tell you that I'm as surprised as anyone that I'm sitting here in this chair with you today in this place, and I'm really honored and thankful that I have the opportunity to follow in Don Bassett's shoes, for sure. So I just honestly, Byron, felt like God was putting, for a couple of years, I was wrestling with this idea that God was calling me to be an entrepreneur in some way. And I didn't know what that would look like. I thought maybe he was calling me to plant a church somewhere in a third world country, or that he was calling me somehow to begin some sort of parachurch ministry. I didn't know what that looked like. And this kind of came across my table about a year ago. And I knew one of the board members here at the museum, and I was introduced to this idea of being the executive director at the museum. My wife and I prayed about it for several months, actually. And the thing that really was surprising to me is that I found that God was giving me vision for this place. I had never been an executive director at a museum. That wasn't a part of my experience. But I found that God was downloading some ideas to me about what we could do in this place and how we can take what the Bassetts have established, the foundation, and take it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm excited too about happening, because I don't know if anybody was more excited and had more enthusiasm for this place than Don did. I mean, he just, this was his life.
That's
you know, he put everything into it. He and Nancy both.
That's right.
And so to have you come in behind with that same enthusiasm and excitement.
Yeah.
And really try to even do some new things in connecting the community to come here. I mean, this is the historic town square. Parade Magazine has ranked this town square, I believe, in one of the top in the country.
Number one.
Oh, is it number one?
Yeah, the historic Collierville Town Square, Main Street Collierville, was actually ranked the best, rated the best town square in all the country.
Wow, that is really what a great word, you know, and to be able to celebrate that. Some neat things happening on the other end of the square. I've got a friend of mine that's running a burger place, Dyer's Hamburgers.
Yes, I was just there today.
Were you there?
I was, and they're actually promoting Away in 100 Mangers, and they have incredible hamburgers there and French fries. The onion rings, Byron. If you haven't had the onion rings.
No, I know onion rings. Well, Mark, you know, of course, his grandfather was one of the original Dyer's guys.
Huh.
His grandfather started working for the original Dyer's person back in, I don't know, the early 1900s. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, we're talking well over 100 years.
That.
Yeah. It's got a great story. And so then Mark took it over from his grandfather and is doing a great job here on the square.
And a guy who loves Jesus, worships here locally in a congregation. Just a great guy. They also have great tamales. Did you know that?
Yeah. You know, I heard they haven't had their tamales yet because the burgers are so good.
Yeah.
But then right on the corner at Hewlett & Dunn, Gene & Boot Barn is one of our advertisers. Just wanted to give a shout out to Jerry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they do a great job there. And been a longtime advertiser with us there. And then just a couple doors down, we've got the Silver Caboose.
Oh.
And I know the folks on that, they have Ministry Hearts too, because their granddaughter started a brand new work in Haiti. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So she's running an orphanage in Haiti. I just met her the other day, and she's caring for 10 young girls there. Incredible, you know, the way she's using her life to glorify God. And Hewlett Dunn, that is the best smelling store in all of Memphis. You walk by there and you smell that leather, it's glorious.
It is so good. It really is. And so, but you know, you can come here any time of day or night on the square. I mean, right now they're getting ready to celebrate, of course, Christmas. The square with the lights and the tree. Now, there's a special event. Is that tonight?
Tonight. So tonight is the Collierville Christmas tree lighting, and we're expecting thousands of people here on the square. They're advertising this as 250,000 lights, so they've upped their game. It's really beautiful. If you haven't been to the Collierville Town Square, you need to come out. It's a wonderful experience, and it'll be a great tradition as a part of your family experience at the holiday season.
Well, let's remind our friends that we are here at the Bible Museum on the square in Collierville, the historic town square, where we're broadcasting live on our Facebook feed, Byron Tyler Facebook feed, and also we're on AM 640 and FM 100.7, streaming too on our network. So we're excited about being here, talking to Craig Yergo, who is the executive director. Okay, now, Craig, we know that tonight's a big celebration for the town square itself. And, of course, being here with the 100, you know, mangers, I mean, that's another great part of this whole event.
Yeah, it is. And that was really the genesis of the idea. What if we could take this incredible setting on the best town square in all of America and give people a holiday experience that's unique in that it's a one-of-a-kind collection, and that it also, as we talked about earlier, celebrates the advent of the Messiah. It celebrates the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
And so we think we have something unique here. And so far, we've been open for about 10 days, and we've had an incredible response to what we're doing. We've had a lot of people come through our doors, which we're really thankful for.
Yeah.
And we've had even better reviews. And our hope is that as people go through there, they're going to experience Christ in a unique way.
Yeah. And that's what we're really praying for, too, as you come out and bring your family and, you know, and bring some of your neighbors to come on out and enjoy this. But, you know, throughout the year, I mean, not only at Christmas time where we're seeing these 100 mangers, but throughout the year, this museum, you know, is home to some wonderful artifacts. Sitting behind me is a copy of the original Gutenberg press, which I remember when it first came here.
Okay.
And then you guys were able to get another replica to stay here on a permanent basis.
Yes.
So talk about throughout the year and some of the other experiences you'll have.
Yeah. So the thing I would tell you, first of all, is this. Everything we do is about promoting an understanding of Bible literacy. One of the things we're seeing in our nation among Christians, not just non-Christians, but among Christians, is that people are falling away from having a comprehensive understanding of God's holy word. And so one of the things that the museum is endeavoring to do is to support people having an understanding of the content and the message of the Holy Scriptures. That's what we're about. So all of our collection, our artifacts, the programming we offer, all these things are pointing towards Bible literacy. We want to support the church. We want to support the family. We want to support local schools as much as we can. And we hope that we can be advocates for people knowing God's word.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, Craig, too. And I was just thinking about the connection here. You know, right now, Steve Green and, of course, the Hobby Lobby family is building a wonderful museum in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Just opened last week.
It did, Museum of the Bible. And so will there be any kind of ties or connection with that type of venue?
We have had conversations with them, actually. And I haven't had a chance to go up there yet to see it, but we have an invitation. And so we're hoping that we can build some sort of relationship with Museum of the Bible, because it just makes sense. There's only a few organizations, there's only a few institutions like ours in all the world, really. Yeah. And so it's a unique thing, and it's really special to have it here in the Mid-South.
Now, is this the location? There's a Bible study that takes place on Tuesday nights, I believe.
That's right.
Steve Wiggins?
Yes. Do you know Steve?
Oh, I know Steve, yeah. Steve is one of the worship leaders at Bellevue.
Yeah, and Steve is known for music. Steve's known for being an
incredible Big Tent Revival.
Yes, Big Tent Revival. Yeah. And he's known for leading worship at Bellevue. Here's what I found about Steve. Steve is a gifted Bible teacher. So I've actually had the privilege of sitting with Steve for 3 years now and in a small group going through the Bible with him chapter by chapter. And when I took this position, Steve was one of the first people I reached out to. And I know that Steve's passionate also about people knowing the word. And so we started a Bible study back in September. We have 45 people who fill this gallery on a Tuesday night every week. And it is incredible. And people just rave about the teaching that they're receiving here and the understanding and insight they have to the Bible. Here's a unique thing about Steve's teaching. Steve has a Jewish background, actually. He's a Messianic Jew. And Steve understands the Hebrew traditions and the Hebrew culture. And it just makes the Gospels come to life. It makes the Word come to life, because he shows you how the Old Testament and the New Testament actually complement one another and work together to give us a picture of the work that God has accomplished through Christ.
Wow. And that brings even more alive, too, when you can add those different elements, you know, to it. I'm getting the privilege next summer. Bot Radio Network is about to start venturing out into some Israel Israel tourism, you know, trips. And so I'm going to go on one of the first ones next summer for 11 days and giving some reports back when we do that on our Mid-South Viewpoint. But so it really does help when you see this, you know, up close and personal. You know, it really helps kind of clarify some things. You kind of understand it, especially somebody with Steve's background, too. You know, it really brings it to life.
That's right. And so, you know, you asked me earlier about the museum and what we have here on an ongoing basis. So right now we're featuring Away in Honor Mangers, incredible exhibition. But we also have, as you pointed out, an incredible collection here that's on display year-round. And so we have a collection of really important artifacts that help support the integrity and authenticity of the narrative of God's holy word. So, you know, for instance, we have crucifixion artifacts here. We have artifacts that support the idea that Jesus wasn't tied to a cross with ropes, but was indeed pierced with nails, which is important because there have been people throughout the ages who have tried to discredit the integrity of God's word. And what we have here are great artifacts that support a healthy understanding of just how accurate and how valid God's word is.
Yeah.
It's really powerful.
And I was just thinking, too, you know, you're a dad. You've got three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I know they're growing and learning. And so, I mean, as a parent, you know, we've got to make sure that, as you talk about kids and our children, even ourselves, understanding about the scripture, you know, it not being, you know, Bible illiterate, you know, but being able to be astute, you know, and bring the word alive into our homes. I mean, it really starts with mom and dad.
That's right. First of all, shout out to Molly, Lucy, and Lainey, my beautiful daughters who you mentioned.
Yeah.
And, you know, Byron, that was actually one of the things that drew me to this position initially. In our mission statement, it talks about the importance of reaching the younger generation. And I've always been about that. Everything I've done in the past, I mean, I've worked with college students, I've worked with young adults, I've worked with children, I've worked with teenagers, high schoolers, all younger generations. So to me, that's always been kind of the unique ministry, the calling God's had in my life.
Yeah.
And when I saw that that was a part of the mission here, that was really one of the things that first drew me in here. So we are absolutely making efforts to create programming that will support families and raising up their kids to know God's word. So you mentioned the Gutenberg Press earlier. Well, about 2 months ago, we had a workshop here. We have a kids' workshop every month on the third Saturday. And this particular kids' workshop was centered around the Gutenberg Press. And kids got to come and hear about the press and why it's so important to the history of God's word. And they actually got to make their own page with the Gutenberg Press, which was really fun.
You know, I heard somebody, I was out somewhere, and I heard somebody talk about, they brought their kids to that, and the kids were so excited. They said they had to actually make a print from the Gutenberg Press here.
Yeah, they got to illuminate it.
Yeah.
They got to learn about the whole process, which was really, I think, enlightening for them. So really cool.
Okay, let's go back now. Away in 100 Mangers. Now, here to our side, and I'm going to get our camera guy. Special thanks, shout out to my son, Josh, who is running camera for us today on our Facebook feed. So he's going to kind of pan over here and give our listeners and our watchers on Facebook actually an example of what you'll find when you come here. This is one of 100 Away in the Mangers. Let's talk about this particular exhibit right here for a second.
I would love to. So the pieces, the wooden hand-carved pieces there, those are from Tanzania. And really unique. There's some indigenous wood to that area and also some onyx that's present there. And I think they're a great representation of what you get to see here is these cultural representations. They're so unique and so carefully made and so beautiful that give us a sense of the power of Christ across geographic lines in this world.
And so, Craig, now, you said Tanzania, that is the kind of the darker wood here, stained wood?
Yes, that's
right.
What
about the ones in the middle and on the right side?
This is a good test for me, Byron. So I believe what we have here are Ethiopia with the soft pieces there. The dolls, is that right?
I think you're right.
Okay, yeah, give me a little bit of slack because we do have over 100 here. I haven't memorized all the cases. But, yeah, I know I have Tanzania there for sure. And this is an African case for sure. I know that. So all three of these.
I think we have Zimbabwe here.
Zimbabwe, yes. The blonde wood there, the lighter wood, that is from Zimbabwe, hand-carved again. Incredibly unique. Look at the texture of the hut. And that's a cylinder-shaped piece that is one piece that represents the entire nativity.
Okay, is it Benai?
Yes.
That's Benai. Yes. That's on the side.
Thank you. I appreciate you looking at the cards there. We have wonderful placards designed by Disciple Design. Are you familiar with Disciple Design here in town? They did all of our print work and did a great job with that.
Yeah, this is really great. Okay, so we can go on back. Now, we're not going to go to every piece here because we want folks to have a reason to come and see for themselves. But, I mean, behind me, now, our Facebook listeners and watchers are seeing a big, you know, main room here. There's cases, there's nativities. But you go back and there's a couple of other areas, too, you can walk into.
That's right. So, first of all, I want to point out right here to your right, behind your right shoulder, there is a piece that's from Mexico. It's one of my personal favorites. Terracotta. You can literally see the thumbprint, if you look closely, of the person, the artist who made it. And it is so unique and colorful and just beautiful. And really, they're all like that. But as you go through the experience, you're going to see over 100 nativities. We love to hear people's favorites. It's really interesting. There's usually some sort of personal connection, whether someone's grandmother or grandfather was from one of these nations and they see it represented, it reminds them of them, or they themselves have traveled to that place. Some people have lived abroad and they have personal connections. So it's a great thing for them to see all that. There's a unique experience that's a final kind of finishing touch for the whole thing. And I don't want to give too much away about it, but here's what it is. We essentially have in this gallery artistic renditions of how people all over the world have envisioned the birth of Christ to look like. What we have in the final room that you go into is a culturally and historically and archaeologically informed representation of what we believe the birth of Christ looked like. I think it's really precious and moving, and will lead you actually to worship, I believe, in a really powerful way.
Okay, now, in order to come to enjoy this, you're closed on, I think, Sunday and Mondays, but give us your hours and talk about the admission to come and see the exhibit.
Yes, so we are open Tuesday through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, we have added some extra hours on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays throughout the holiday season to accommodate families and people who are working during the day. So we're open on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays for what we call Nativity Nights on the Square. And Nativity Nights on the Square, they're open from 5 o'clock to 7:30. That features hot chocolate, live music, and also kids' activities, which is an important thing to mention. We have some kids' activities for all children who come in. And children really enjoy seeing the nativities as well.
Yeah. And that's a great way. And, of course, you mentioned for a family, for $15, you can come in and bring as many kids as you have. You know?
Yes, bring the family.
Yeah, it's a great way to do that.
Yeah, and it supports the museum. And so, clearly, you know, the admission fee is attached to it, $5 a person, $15 per family. We do have group rates also. That supports the mission of the museum. So we're really thankful that people are coming out and supporting us and getting this great experience.
Hey, Craig, something else I want to do, a shout-out before we say goodbye. She's across the room, but Lacey Stoluka. Lacey, I want you to make your way over here while we're doing this live feed
please.
On Facebook and on our AM 640 and FM 100.7 as we are broadcasting live from Bible Museum on the Square. Come on this side here. Lacey, come around here.
Come on, Lacey.
Yeah,
no, we'd love to have you here. Come on, kneel down with us a little bit.
I'm kneeling down.
So good to have you. And this is Lacey Stoluka, and there's something special. Why don't you tell us what's happening with the Rev out here?
Yeah, so we're popping up here for the holidays. So we're here from November to December. And you can come and shop thoughtfully, and there's gifts that give back, and they're from all over the world. So, yeah.
Now, recently, our friends will know we had folks from the Rev on, all the way from Kenya, which you work. I mean, the Kibera slum is one of the poorest slums in the world. Mm-hmm. And we had Priscilla, and we also had
her daughter Brittany.
Her daughter Brittany was here. They shared their story on Mid-South Viewpoints, available on iTunes. What they do here at the Rev is giving back. You help support the work that they do.
Yeah, so everything in our shop, no matter what you purchase, gives back to the work we do over in Kenya, especially in Kibera slum. We also feature some of their handmade trades that they make. Their paper necklaces directly feed the kids in their school. So there's all kinds of good stuff over there that gives back.
Hey, thank you so much, Lacey. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Of course. Yeah.
And pray for Brittany. She's got a baby due
any minute.
Could be
any
happening
minute.
Now. So anyway.
We're really thankful for the Rev.
But you've been a board member of the Rev, too.
I have in the past, and I've gone on a mission with BFR, and I'm very, very thankful for them in ministry. And so it was a natural connection. When we have a gift space here, a gift shop here, and I knew that this would be a great opportunity to partner with the Rev, which has been something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Well, this is really extraordinary, because when I walked in, I knew they had some space here, but I thought it was just like, you go to the mall and there's these little kind of wheeled cart things.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be like in the corner somewhere.
Oh, no.
You gave them all your retail space.
Yeah. And it looks great. They've done great. Yeah. And it's a great way because it's a win for them and it supports their ministry. And it's a great way to get people to come into the museum as well.
Yeah, it's a great way to do it. Well, okay, any final words before we say goodbye? We need folks to come out. And of course, tonight is the big night for Collierville.
Yeah.
They're going to light the tree?
Yeah, they're going to light the tree. And we're open tonight as well. So we're going to be here. Kevin and Bethany Page are going to be here playing live, which is going to be incredible. And of course, you can bring the family in and see the nativities and have some hot chocolate and enjoy the kids' activities as well.
Yeah, Kevin Page is a longtime, you know, Memphian, great musician, local, and that'll be a lot of fun too. So he'll be on site, hot chocolate, light the tree, see the lights, but more importantly, see all these wonderful nativities away in 100 mangers right here, Bible Museum on the Square.
Thank you.
Hey, Craig, always enjoy having you on the show and hearing what's going on. Give us the website before we say goodbye.
Our website is BibleMuseumOnTheSquare.org.
BibleMuseumOnTheSquare.org. And there's also a Facebook page, too.
Yeah, Facebook page and Instagram. We're very active on those. Bible Museum on the Square. Search for us there, and you'll find everything you need. You can follow us.
All right, friends. Well, this has been a wonderful live edition, Bible Museum on the Square. I'm Byron Tyler for Bot Radio Network, AM 640 and FM 100.7. Hoping that you will have a very Merry Christmas. I want to say a special thanks to all of my Facebook family for tuning in and watching the story here with Craig. Make sure you come out, too, and enjoy the wonderful museum here and see the nativities. We're going to say goodbye on that. Merry Christmas. I'm Byron Tyler. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.